This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Monday, February 4th, 2019. I'm not going to set up all the stuff we talked about on the show this morning. I got one word for you. GOAT.
How much does it mean to you to win another Super Bowl title and on top of it to be the most valuable player?
It just matters that we won, man. It was a crazy year. We had a resilient bunch of guys. It was unreal, man. It was like a home game here. We love you guys here. It was awesome.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Jules winning MVP of the Super Bowl.
Stop, Jules.
Calling
Come
him
on,
that.
Jules.
Let's go.
Both of you. Andy did it last night, too. I'm like, that is not his name.
It is.
Come it's on, Jules.
Come on, Jules. All right, so I have some funny audio I want to play for
okay,
you.
Okay, Ann.
This is Pasty Matt. Annie is friends with him down on the South Shore. They
yes.
were at a bar watching the AFC Championship game. And when the Patriots won, Pasty Matt got on his phone and bought a pair of tickets to go to Atlanta.
Like you do.
And didn't have tickets to the Super Bowl, didn't have a place to stay.
Nope.
Just
faith. He had faith.
Taking his pasty self to Atlanta.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so we talked to him later in the week, and he actually got an Airbnb with a bunch of friends.
Oh, yep. It's a lovely bed and breakfast.
And then also some other friends of his were taking an RV, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So now we didn't know if he was going to get up this morning or not. So we just asked him to record himself. And Kennedy, did he get tickets to the game?
Currently 2:30, and I have tickets. Paid way too much for them. Might regret it. Try not to think about it right now, though. Just got to see Tom.
So he got the tickets.
Yeah. At 2:30.
Okay.
Wow. Can you believe that?
So that was 2:30 in the afternoon.
Gotta see Tom.
Just gotta see Tom.
Pasty Matt now has the tickets, and he's going to tailgate.
Just got into a Patriots tailgate pregame. Open bar. I don't know how I got in. I don't know how white trash I am, but I somehow made it.
That is awesome.
Quincy's finest getting into an open bar, Pat's tailgate in Atlanta. And let's go.
I will say this. It's funny because, and Jules, as we are referring to him now, apparently. he's right. He's absolutely right. It was like a home game down there. There were so many Pats fans
in
Atlanta.
Everyone.
No, Lenny Clark, he was telling David Wade and Lisa Hughes, he told the news, he was like, he has not met one Rams fan down there. There was not like one.
Because they were all celebrities and they were sitting like in the front row.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Here's Pasty Matt, Annie's friend, who has gone to Atlanta without anything and now is at an awesome party.
Open bar.
With an open bar. And now we're going to get him. It's actually halftime of the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl update. Halftime. Pats up 3. Wild game. Don't know what's going on. Maroon 5's about to come on. A little worried about the second half, but so confident, Tom. Tom's going to come through.
Pats by a million.
And that's it. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know.
Pats by a million. They scored 3 in 30 minutes, but they're going to score 999,997.
Pats by a million.
In the next 30
minutes. That's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know.
Wrap it up.
Matt.
By a million.
By a million.
By a million.
I still love him at the tailgate.
Just got into a Patriots tailgate pregame. Open bar. I don't know how I got in. They don't know how white trash I am, but I'm somehow made it.
They know. It's Atlanta. They know.
they knew we were
What's
coming.
Up, baby?
Are we allowed to say how much he spent on them tickets?
Oh, does Pasty Matt not want to tell?
I don't think he cares.
Well, no, if he didn't say it, I don't want to say it.
I'll tell you guys.
Okay.
Like, are we talking, because he gave us a number, and when we talked to him originally, he said he was looking at spending about $3,000
All right, I'm
going to
turn your microphone off, and you go ahead
and say. He went up?
He went up.
I'm going to turn your mic off, and then you tell me how much. Go ahead.
$3,600
Okay, thank you.
You know, my mic was on. That's really
it's okay. I mean, seriously, the guy is passionate.
No, that's awesome.
And a little bonkers, but we're here for it.
Look, you can make some payments to Citibank. Whatever.
Here are the Patriots.
Can you put them on layaway?
On the 1 yard line and being reported by our insider, Pasting Matt.
Pats at the 1 yard line. About to punch it in, baby.
I think we found a new in-game correspondent.
I just love him so much for doing this.
About to punch it in. There it is.
Like
the fact that he's there in Atlanta, spent his own money on his own dime, and he has the wherewithal. And if you heard the last time at halftime, he sounded a little wasted. He was ready to go with the recorder. That's awesome.
Yeah, we owe him a steak dinner or
something.
Honestly.
Not quite done yet.
The Patriots just won the Super Bowl. Number six. Number six, baby. You can't do no wrong. Tommy, touchdowns. I love you.
Was it doing Van Morrison at the end of the That's what I think winning. I think Van Morrison.
Oh, my God.
Tommy, touchdowns. Tommy, touchdowns. I love you.
It seems to me that anytime you get a Pats fan, typically a male after a game, it's all about Tom Brady being God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit.
Tom Brady is my dad. I love you.
Pats at the 1 yard line. About to punch it in, baby. There it is!
Oh, my God.
That is amazing.
Dynamite.
Fantastic. Pasty Matt with a fantastic job reporting live from the Super Bowl, Kennedy.
Yeah, we owe him something. Yeah. I don't know what it is. Maybe some BS kid.
I was going to get him a gift card to the Follow House because that's where it all began.
Okay, I'll pitch in.
Tommy, touchdowns. I love you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
And there it is. The dynasty continues.
Always the loudest person in the group.
No,
usually
he
it's
wasn't.
Me, but
he
it's
wasn't.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. That was our big game party.
Sure?
There was a lady there
All
last
I heard
night.
Was him.
There was a lady there last night that said, "Hold my beer, Carson."
Yeah. So this is Nicole. Nicole was there with her fiance Kate, and the two of them were just all in. And what was happening was Kate kept kind of inching closer to Nicole, and Nicole, like me, is very superstitious. And every time Kate would get close to Nicole, something bad would happen.
Yep.
So Nicole started yelling at her to get away.
What's your name and where are you from?
Nicole from Newmarket, New Hampshire.
And Nicole, who did you bring with you?
I came here with my fiance, Kate.
And what did you tell Kate just a few moments ago about where she's watching the game?
That she is not allowed to come on a certain side of the room. She can't cross the line.
Why is that, Nicole?
Because it's all about doing our part. We're all in this together. So stay in her lane, and we got this.
It's funny because I was sitting over at that table next to that guy over there.
Yeah.
And we were just doing so badly in the first quarter. I was like, I have to move. I have to get some different mojo. So I came and stood next to you.
If I have to, I will reseat everybody in this establishment to make sure we win. I'll do that. I'll take that responsibility.
She moved me twice.
Oh my God.
She did. She was yelling at Kennedy. I was like, I'm scared.
She also made me take like part of my clothes off. So.
Yeah. Oh no.
Well, I don't know if that had anything to do with the kiss.
Yes, actually it did.
There was a backstory to Kate. Now, do you know Kate? She used to be to Nicole, excuse me. She was a former quarterback for the female football team that was here.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. In Boston.
She was like Tony Romo standing next to me for the game. She would call out as soon as something happened. Yeah. She's like, oh, broken arm. Oh, that was hands to the face. Oh, that was defensive holding. She was
legal
calling
shift,
up.
Legal shift.
Yeah. She was calling the play.
She did know a lot.
Yeah, she was on amazing. It. It was fantastic. There's another piece of audio from her, and she wants you to run for office.
Well, yeah, this was part of the mojo thing, and she came over to me, and I brought my Patriots jacket. It was on the back of my chair, and she comes up to me, and she wanted to do something with it.
Why did you just come up to me and scream in my ear?
I said you should run for president.
Why is that?
Because you're level-headed. You're not emotional. You're making decisions based on rational, not emotions.
Exactly. And you came up to me and you said, hey, can I wear your jacket? And I said, we're not losing yet, so I don't want to change up the juju just yet. You're, you know, I can respect your hype. You know, you're very excited. You want 1,000 points. But right now, we're still winning. We're still doing good. The minute it changes, you can wear this jacket.
And that is why I love that New England has fans like you.
All right. Salt 2020.
Love it.
All right.
And Spalding 33.
Woo!
I don't know if she's running in 33. That's not an election
not
year,
year,
but I don't know.
No, that's her Instagram handle.
Oh, I'm assuming that's either her football number or what?
It's her Instagram. I looked her up.
Yeah.
I get those followers.
Salt 2020.
Love it.
You're level-headed.
I know. What? Well, I'm very rational when it comes to cheering for sports. Like, I can, you know, respect when the other team does a good play or when my team messes up.
I hear that. Yeah. But, yeah.
Level-headed.
As opposed to what we got now. Come on.
All right.
Come on, guys.
All right, I agree.
Here's one more piece of audio, and now this is with her fiance, Kate. Is that right, Salt?
Oh, yeah, this was with Kate. And Kate said a couple things to me during the game that surprised me as, you know, her wife was right next to me.
My good friend Kate here. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Now, are you enjoying the game so far?
So far, I am. My carbo loaded before the game, so I'm now ready to
carbo.
Carbo loaded, huh? Just saw Jules rip off a 30-yard run. Right. How did that make you feel?
I don't know. I'm feeling like I'm sweating. My heart is racing. Like, this is just intense.
Yeah, but it was for a different reason. Now, you said something funny to me. You're like, I don't even like men, but Edelman.
You know, when you see Edelman, it's like, oh, you just got to appreciate a good-looking man. You know what I'm saying? Like, when he was holding that football in that, like, leap pose he had.
Yes.
It was like, all right.
Oh, you mean the body issue from ESPN when he was naked?
Exactly. You got to appreciate a good-looking man. Even when you don't go for him, you got to appreciate it.
Does your wife know about this?
She does. We look at it together. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Yes. There's a lot of, you know what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying. A lot of weights.
Went on last night.
If I have to, I will reseat everybody in this establishment.
How many times did she say, let's go?
Oh, my God.
Dan was like, where are we going? What are we doing? Are we going? Let's go? Where are we going?
She wouldn't let, you know, it got to a point because the game got a little boring. It was very slow moving. And she was not having any of that and was encouraging everyone to get up off their butts. And because of them that we were losing.
She had me hype at one minute.
Same.
At one time, I grabbed the mic and I'm like,
let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats!
And Dan did the same thing. He looked at me. He's like, where are we going? I'm like, shush.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
At the big game party last night at Kowloon, which thank you guys if you were out there for that. It was spectacular. Producer Dan's parents were there.
Yes, brought the family with me.
Yeah,
and,
you did.
And mom starts jumping up and down. She's screaming. She's yelling. She's super excited.
I won $2,000, and I'm so excited.
You're
right.
What are the numbers that you had for the pool?
3-0, Pats.
3-0 is the freaking score at halftime, and that got you $2,000.
Yes, and I almost won the Celtics game for $500 with 5 seconds left, and I lost.
$2,000, baby. We going sizzler.
Does your mom have a gambling problem, Dan?
She is a little Italian bookie. Like,
I was looking over at her and the amount of squares that she had and sheets she had in front of her.
And she can't see, so she's got 37 squares and they're little
glasses. Oh, my God.
Dan, what is this number?
Unfortunately, she spent $7,000 on those squares, but she still won the $2,000.
Listen, we're doing all right. That's all that matters.
Then she shares with me something that I don't even think you know yet, Dan.
What's that?
When I told him I was all excited about winning the money, he says, and I bought you a surprise today. It'll be here in 7 days.
What do you think it is?
I have no clue. He didn't tell me.
I'm hoping a baby brother for producer Dan.
I don't think Dan wants any baby brothers.
Your dad got a
little late in life for that.
Your dad got a gift for your mom.
Okay, first off, it irritates me that I spend every day with these people and Carson spent 30 seconds with them and he knows something I don't.
It's the way he works.
Your dad comes over and says, hey, did you record her for the radio? I said, yeah. He's like, well, you should record me.
Which is so out of character for him. It's amazing.
Yeah.
What did he say?
Well, he has a surprise, too.
It's a...
Really? What's the occasion?
Valentine's Day.
Oh, Valentine's Day. Are you a romantic guy?
No.
Honesty, best policy.
I know what it is.
You do?
It's a baby goat.
It's a baby whale.
All right, so there were two beeps in there, so it's two words.
Baby goat.
Can I buy a vowel?
Do you have any idea?
I didn't know anything about this.
And in fact, when I recorded or when I loaded the audio in, I didn't let Dan hear it, and I beeped it out. So Dan does not know.
Well, neither do we. You beeped it out for everybody.
I know, but
all right, it's two
even
words.
Behind the scenes, I wouldn't let Dan hear it because I didn't want to ruin it.
He said it in the clip. He is not very romantic. That was true. So new vacuum.
I was going to say vacuum cleaner, washing machine, dishwasher.
Why would you beep it? He came up to you and he said, hey, you have to record me. So he clearly wanted people to know what it was because he's proud of what he did.
No, what he did is spectacular, and your mom is going to love it. I just didn't want to ruin the surprise.
Wait, I got
They're not listening. They're sleeping off the Super
Bowl. I got
Wait, I'm sorry.
No.
You're not going to tell us what it is?
No. I know what it is.
Come on.
No. I know what it is.
I'm not going to tell you what it is.
What is the point of this break? If you're not going to tell me what it is.
I'm so confused about who you are.
It's two words. Dan's mom's going to love it. A Vic Dan.
You don't say that about Daniel.
First off, my mom loves me, okay? Second off, mind your own over there. Third off, go Pats.
Really? What's the occasion?
Valentine's Day.
Oh, Valentine's Day. Are you a romantic guy?
No.
No.
All like, right, spill it.
No,
I'm not telling you.
Come on.
It's fine. They're asleep.
I'm not telling because somebody will hear it on the air and then they'll text her and it'll ruin the surprise.
New car.
He asked you.
No, that's too pricey.
To record him.
Yes.
Yes. So then it's fine.
This is the last time Carson gets to pick what we're talking about on the radio.
I'm going to come across this table like a spider monkey if you don't say it.
Kennedy, what do you have for the dirty coming at 7:30, please?
I'm not saying until you say.
It's a...
Couldn't figure it out from
Baby
that.
Baby goat.
This is so a ridiculous angry. Break.
I mean, really, it went absolutely nowhere.
Yeah. Tell us. Also, I'm sorry you guys saw my nipples twice last night.
You know what? That was the best part of the whole night,
Dan. I have video footage, Daniel.
Damn, it was just one of those nights.
Don't worry. They made the hype real. They'll be in the video later today.
Everybody can see my nipples.
I was not expecting that, and I just got to tell you.
I want some pepperoni pizza.
Adam Levine got nothing on you.
Yeah, baby.
Kennedy, what do you have for the dirty at 7:30?
Literally, I'm not going to tell you until you tell me.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You're the worst.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.